Chapter 9.
Look! The cave! That must be it!
Is this the entrance to the Cave of the North?
Yes, I'm glad we made it.
Oh, look! We can see the village behind us. It seems like we've been walking for miles, but we haven't come that far.
Well, it probably felt farther because we were walking uphill.
Nah, it's because we had to go looking for Gura.
Anyway, why does this cave need exploring in the first place? The posting said that the village's guardian deity lives here, but it hasn't been seen since a big earthquake hit this area.
So they wanted to investigate the cave, but couldn't because of the goblins in the forest.
I wonder what this guardian deity is.
They didn't mention that in the posting.
Oh well, we'll find out when we see it. Let's go! It's a little dangerous here, because the ground is uneven. Not that anything can kill me, of course.
Perhaps this is my turn to shine. Kelly, hand me one of the torches you have.
Here you are. Want me to light it?
Yes, please. Okay, I'll go ahead and fix up the path. Follow me. And stick close so you don't get lost.
Fix up the path? How?
I'll use these.
Wow, Ina's tentacles! Haven't seen them in a while.
Okay, let's start.
The inside of this cage is much larger than I expected.
The ceiling is very high.
Is this cave natural, or did someone dig it to create a passage?
I don't think this is man-made. Oh, there's a crack in the ground. I'll mend it.
Amazing! You're blasting him out the ground instantly!
She's like a bulldozer.
Piece of cake. You know, I create 3D art. This work is similar to that.
3D art? I don't understand the similarity between the two.
Oh, stop. A big rock. I'll move it aside.
And she insists she's human? Who's going to believe that?
Did you say something, Kiara?
Nothing! Nothing at all!
Your back is strikingly beautiful, Ina.
Hey, don't make things weird. Wait. I'm hearing something.
Me too. Is it the sound of water flowing?
Look, it's a spring! There's a hole in the roof so we can see the sky. How about taking a break here?
Agreed.